Country Pop FM.
It's yours, it's mine, it's everybody's. It's the Bob Almanac today, Wednesday, May 11th, 131st day of the year, 234 left to go. You know, Ben Franklin had his hand in pretty much everything. Was there anything that he didn't do or want to be involved in? He's called a busybody, and for a man that was as active as he was a little roly-poly.
Yeah.
Based on the pictures that I've seen. Of course, they're not photos at that point, but they're portraits.
Sure.
Painted portraits.
Yep.
Similes of what he would look like. And there's a reason they call the Ben Franklin stove the Ben Franklin stove.
Yeah.
Not only did he invent it, but it looks like his waistline.
It was kind of round.
Yeah. 1751, this was the date that Benjamin Franklin and his good buddy, Dr. Thomas Bond, who tried to do lap band on Benjamin Franklin. It didn't work out.
Thomas Bond.
Yes. Pennsylvania Hospital. They founded a Pennsylvania Hospital in Philadelphia on this date. I think it was the first one, or it was an important one, but whatever. It was part of history, and that's what you get here on the Bob Almanac. The waltz was introduced into English ballrooms on this date. It's made its way from Vienna and from the Prussian lands. Somehow the Kaiser let it go, and they said, well, let's send the waltz up to England and see what happens. It infiltrated. Some observers, though, English didn't like it. They considered it disgusting and immoral. What would they have thought of the Lambada, Neil?
Very disgusting.
One of the more famous waltzes right here. Life in the Finnish Woods is really good, but this is Johann Strauss.
Sure.
Blue Danube, the Blue Danube.
Or is that
bride said to me when she was picking out songs for her wedding when I DJ'd the Blue Danube. And that'll never get old.
No, that one's a good one.
The Blue Danube. Doobie-doobie-doo. 1812 is when that happened. Hey, it's statehood day today for us.
Really?
Yeah, we were admitted as the 32nd state, 1858.
Welcome aboard, Minnesota.
On this date, 1927, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences was founded. Did anybody slap anybody on that day?
I would think so.
At the Oscars. 1927, 34, newsreel.
In one black blizzard, 5 million tons of soil took to the air over Wichita, Kansas.
Whoa.
Another swept from Montana to the Mississippi.
Yeah, it was the Dust Bowl, and it kind of began on this date in 34. A severe two-day dust storm stripped the topsoil from the Great Plains of the U.S., and the Dust Bowl would last for a few years there. The storm was one of many, all combining to be a part of the Dust Bowl. And you know what created the Dust Bowl and the loss of all that topsoil? Not only was it dry, but it was new modern technology used in agriculture. What they were using to turn the soil, they could do it much faster. We didn't know about rotational crops yet. We hadn't gotten into the agri-science quite as much, Neil. And it set up for disaster. It set our topsoil up just to be blown away when the winds come in.
Well,
and then if your topsoil blows away, it had to go somewhere, of course.
Sure.
So somebody benefited, but you lost nutrients in the soil. Mm-hmm. And what do you do with no nutrient soil? You can't grow corn.
No.
It's tough.
It's like sand.
It'd be
nothing
tasteless.
Grows there.
Yes. It will also go where the food is.
That's right.
As Sam Kinison once said. So that was in 34. You know they've got newsreels about everything. When you can find a newsreel about the tubeless tire.
It's really quite simple. The tire is inflated in the ordinary way through a special valve in the rim.
That's fine, newsreel
music. It's
fitted
just like any other tire, too. So here's the answer to the mystery. An airtight lining and inner puncture seal compound.
And, of course, the invention of the bead.
Yes.
Helped pretty good because you have to have the bead.
Yep.
B.F. Goodrich announced the development of the tubeless tire back in 47. There really are newsreels for everything. When
there
you
are.
For the introduction of the tubeless tire. How about in 57?
Well, the big red carpet's all rolled out for our guest stars. And like I said before, and we're not going to stand around here doing all this talking while they can come out here and sing their hit number. So what do you say? Let's make them feel good. the Everly Brothers. Let's make it.
Everly Brothers at the Grand Ole Opry. They made their debut this date in 57.
See you boys here on the Grand Ole Opry, but there's no use for me to ask.
Let me see. I'll advance here ahead and see what they got.
Bye-bye.
That's what they sang, Bye-bye Love.
Bye-bye.
Pretty big hit.
Hello.
Do you deny that that was a big hit, Neil?
That was a dandy hit.
How about it? That was back in 57. How about another hit?
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Love this.
Lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Song about a dragon who was a chain smoker.
The Magic Dragon
had problems.
By the sea.
And then he stopped smoking because he couldn't afford the taxes anymore.
Right.
He couldn't buy a pack anymore, right. So he did other things. Puff the Magic Dragon, little Jackie Paper doing what they do, Peter,
Three
Paul, and Mary.
From the truth.
That hit number two in 63.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark.
How this hasn't been declared the best song of the 20th century, I don't know how or why. The Jimmy Webb penned. I'm sure Glenn Campbell probably did a version of this because Jimmy Webb wrote it. Donna Summer did a version of it. Here's actor Richard Harris. Is the song really about a cake in the rain and the icing, being melted away and not having the recipe? Or is there some symbolism in there, Neil?
I'm leaning
Any
towards
chance?
The latter.
Okay, that was back in 68. Richard Harris released MacArthur Park in the news in 87.
Barbie claimed he's a hostage, not a prisoner, and was kidnapped, not brought back legally, when the Bolivians expelled him 4 years ago. He told a shocked courtroom that a climate of vengeance in France made a fair trial unlikely, but left it to his lawyer to go on with his defense.
So you have heard of Klaus Barbie?
I have.
He was the former Nazi Gestapo chief, and this trial of Klaus Barbie began on this date in Lyons, France. He was the butcher of lions, having sent thousands of French Jews and resistance members to their deaths in concentration camps. He was found guilty 2 months later. That trial began this date in 87.
Bad man.
Yeah, he was. And 1989, it was the end of a dynasty.
One thing I never liked about you, Alexis, it's a cretin you call a son.
The last time you're ever going to hit me!
Watch out!
Adam!
Final scene from Dynasty. Alexis is falling, presumably to her death. Who knows? We don't know what happened because that was the last scene. Did she die? It was a literal cliffhanger. And that was the final scene from Dynasty after airing, oh gosh, it had to be almost 10 years, almost all of the 1980s, because it wasn't too much later after Dallas debuted that Dynasty took cold on ABC, American Broadcasting Company.
Yeah, I watched it for like 2 years.
217 episodes, Dynasty ended this date, 1989. Birthdays.
Sky Pilots.
Eric Burden of Eric Burden and the Animals.
Sky. Sure.
81. Please also remember the time that he was with War.
Oh. Very nice. I forgot that.
The Animals had a lot of good hits.
They did.
And Eric Burden is 81 today. The man who gave us the artificial heart.
Jarvik.
It's just like drunk in public. Dr. Robert Jarvik.
Is that Iron Man? It was his mechanical...
Talking about the Iron Man, you're talking about Tony Stark.
Yeah, what did he have? You know, his robot that helped him in the shop, was that Jarvik?
No, it wasn't. It was some other guy that was a prisoner that knew something about biomechanics and other things and robotics.
Oh,
yeah, you know he's in the cave. He was also a prisoner.
No. I'm talking about in his shop.
Oh, that was Jarvis. That was Jarvis.
His mechanical,
yes. And then it later became Friday because Jarvis died. Because he had to battle Ultron.
Yeah.
And okay. Jarvis actually became the Vision. That's actually Jarvis. Okay. You do realize that, right? Because they had downloaded what they had on the computer.
Oh, that's
I think you need
was,
to see them all again.
Oh, yeah.
I think you need to see all 55 Marvel films again, Neil.
Because
you're not getting it. You're not getting the story.
I just watched Thor again. I do. I remember that.
Okay, good. All right, okay. So I was getting worried. He's Dark 76 today. And again, his first artificial heart, as you know, was the water pump out of the 72 Pinto. You have to start small, Neil. You got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere.
He had an idea, and that turned out into the Jarvik 7. Former Alabama drummer Mark Herndon, 67. He had a falling out, didn't he?
He did.
What happened between him and Randy Owens? You know what it was? One of them did not let go of the other's Lego. Or ego. Don't Lego my ego.
Right.
One would not Lego the other one's ego, and he left the band.
That's a riffraff.
Mark Herndon, former Alabama drummer, 67. We've got an MTV VJ.
I'm Martha Quinn. The music will continue nonstop on MTV Music Television, the newest component of your stereo system.
Well, that was scintillating, but she was good. She was good on the air, Martha Quinn. She's on the old Sirius XM every now and then with some of her former buddies.
Nice.
63 today. Tim Blake Nelson from Old Brother, Where Art Thou? Boy, he was good in that.
Can't you see it, Everett? Them sirens did this to Pete. They loved him up and turned him into a horny toad.
Tim Blake Nelson, he and George Clooney. Oh, brother, where art thou?
Good. That was good.
Tim Blake, he did singing in that, too.
Yeah.
He actually sang.
All right. I believe it.
Did you know that 58 today? If you watch Nashville, I'm sure a lot of our listeners watch the television show Nashville, also on ABC. This is about country music. Pretty sure those actors also sang their own songs in Nashville.
Yes, that is my understanding.
Yeah, that's Jonathan Jackson, who played Avery, singing with Hayden Panettiere, who was Juliet, and Jonathan Jackson from the show Nashville. We watched it maybe the first 3, 4, 5 episodes, and I got bored.
Okay,
and then lost my way. 40 for Jonathan Jackson, and our rapper of the day today, Ace Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Ace Hood, 34 today.
34. Gone, but shall we say not forgotten. Composer Irving Berlin was born on this day, 1888. Where would we be without God Bless America and White Christmas? Two that he is responsible for.
Those songs are interchangeable, too.
Well, they, you know.
You can sing White Christmas in place of God Bless America or vice versa.
You probably can. The great Irving Berlin. Emmy award-winning actor, very funny man. He had his own show, and he won Emmy for it. Phil Silvers.
My colonel sent for me, sir.
Yes, Bilko, I've been going over this list of motor pool requisitions. There must be some mistake here.
Mistake, sir?
Yes, you couldn't possibly have ordered hairpins and chewing gum.
Oh, did they come, sir?
Did they come? You mean you want hairpins and chewing gum? What for?
For the Jeeps, sir.
Bilko, would you mind telling me what you're talking about?
Oh, I'm sure this will work, sir, but if it doesn't, I'm determined to keep them rolling, sir, if I have to use rubber bands and toothpicks, but I'll keep trying, sir.
Maybe try duct tape, too.
Yeah, throw that in there.
That'd work out.
Philco is the name of the show there, I believe. Phil Silvers, 19.
I think it was the Phil Silvers show, and then he played Sergeant Bilko.
Was it Bilko or Philco? Bilko.
You're thinking of TVs and VCRs and home appliances. That was Philco.
That was Philco. You're right. That was Philco. Foster Brooks, did anybody play a drunk better?
However, Mr. Rickles, you and I do have an indirect relationship. You see, I'm fooling around with your wife.
They were roasting Don Rickles. And Dean Martin's on the floor. He was the, what was it called? The lovable lush.
Yes.
That was his character. It was genius because he could take 30 seconds of copy, 30 seconds of material, and stretch it out to 4 minutes because he just talked so slow.
Right.
Because he was the lovable lush.
Right. It was great.
I don't think you get away doing that character now.
Probably not. But he did it well. He and Otis are the best drunks that I know.
Hey, don't forget about Ned the Wino on Good Times.
Well, that's true, too. Foster Brooks there, born on this day in 1912. The guy was in more shows, movies, westerns than anybody. I mean, he worked nonstop. We're talking about Denver Pyle.
Uncle Jesse.
she keeps this up, I'm going to have to give her my Jesse Duke barn shot. This barn shot worked in 33. I hope it works now.
He's driving the old Ford F-100 with the three on the tree.
Love it. Of course, he was the patriarch of the clan on Andy Griffith.
The Darling Clan,
yes. He was just, and it was in a ton of Gunsmoke.
And don't forget, he was the right-hand man. He was the number one to Grizzly Adams.
That's true,
he was Grizzly Adams. Yes. He was old Mad Jack out there with his burro number seven, helping Grizzly Adams, have a special way with animals.
Yeah.
And, together they became a legend.
Indeed. Denver Pyle, great character actor, 1920. 1927, he was Dr. Bombay on Bewitched, Bernard Fox.
Dr. Bombay calling Dr. Bombay, come right away, right? It's emergency, right away.
Yeah. I'm truly grateful to you, Dr. Bombay. I wish there was some way I could repay you.
There is.
In what way?
Allow me to get on with my bath.
He'd always show up in some, just because they would summon him and he'd be doing something, he'd be out fishing for marlin or, deep sea diving or climbing Everest, and all of a sudden he'd show up in that garb, dressed as that particular activity. He was good as Dr. Bombay, and he could cure anything.
He played a recurring role in the old black and white Andy Griffith show, showed up on a couple, he was in Hogan's Heroes, and many, many others. Bernard Fox, 1927. He was Trampas on the Virginian. Doug McClure. It sounds like TV theme time.
It sure is.
The first 90-minute weekly TV show.
And remember, we joked about how they made it 90 minutes and just showed him on a horse for 10 of them.
Right.
10 minutes at a time.
It's kind of like Foster Brooks.
Right.
You need to stretch. But Doug McClure was great as the right-hand man to the Virginian.
He was dashing.
He was. He was a lady. The ladies liked him. Doug McClure, born on this day, 1935. We had one more. Oh, Corey Monteith.
From Glee.
From Glee, sure.
Your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy you know it. That you're having my baby.
Yeah, that's why I watch Glee.
Because
a lot of times they would do songs from my childhood. All these old, great old songs. They're singing Paul Anka.
Sure.
I go, I got to watch that show.
Yeah.
And that's him actually singing. I think all the actors on that show also did all the singing as well on Glee. And he took his own life, sadly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He had drug issues and things.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
He did.
And I'm sad to say that they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I need to remind people that the Live All Request Lunch Hour is today. It's not as entertaining as the Bob Almanac, but there's some entertainment value there.
Oh, there is.
Because you've been there, Neil, so you know. Plus, we mix in some good food and some Bob prizes, none of which that we do here on the Almanac. Food is basically on your dime, and it'll be on your dime at Buffalo. I'm not going to buy it, but certainly come on out and be a part of it. It's all one big package.
Sure.
And we'll have some gifts to give away. I've got tickets for the state fair thing that I'm giving away. The kickoff to the state fair, we get to go there and pretend like it's the state fair way earlier than it actually is the state fair. The little summer kickoff thing that they do. I've got tickets for that.
Oh, nice.
To give away here today.
That's over Memorial Weekend.
So we're pretty pumped about that. So Buffalo Legion today, noon to 1, right here on Bob FM. Neil, would you like to start your Bobathon with Alan Jackson and a little bitty Tracy Byrd, I'm From the Country, or Sarah Evans representing the ladies with Born to Fly?
Tracy Byrd today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albert, KDDG, HD1.